Are we sure we absolutely 100% want DeAndre Hopkins? Are we sure? Let's talk about it next on Upload Live. According to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, that's right, the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl champions, are still in the mix for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yuck.
Anyways, the Tennessee Titans and the New England Patriots are also there. So, again, Titans don't actually have to, the vets don't report till July 25th. So, if you're expecting Hopkins to sign within the hour, within the minute, within the day, you might actually have to wait a little bit longer for him to sign. I would expect Hopkins will wait till the final hour before camp, but not before the actual season starts. Yeah, that was more of a clowny thing, not necessarily Hopkins. So he'll want to find his spot. He's just going to be a little bit more patient. And besides, you just never know about a mystery team. As of right now, according to Vegas, the top five teams, Patriots, Bills, somehow the Bills are in the top five. I don't figure it out. I can't. Maybe you can. Comment below if you can figure out why the Bills. Stephon Diggs seems to be back in favor for the Bills and that. So, whatever. The Titans, and then we actually have the Lions and the Browns, followed up by the Chiefs. So, if you are new to the channel, make sure you tighten up that like button, hit that subscribe button. Our network was created by fans for fans. If you're a Titans fan or a fan of football, this is definitely your place. Tighten up. Let's get back to the video. So let's talk about the pros and cons of signing Hopkins in Nashville. On the surface, this seems like a no-brainer. The Titans wide receivers are far from great, far from proven, and outside of Burks, may rank dead last in the league. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine proved last year he is not a number two receiver. Wait, the Titans actually thought he was going to be a number two wide receiver in this league? And they wasted a whole year trying to figure out if it was going to work or not?
Good grief.
Anyways, Chris Moore is no better than any former Titan greats. I mean, on one end, you got Josh Reynolds. We all know how that worked out. He's actually doing pretty decent in Detroit. Shout out to him. And then Robert Woods. I mean, my goodness. Robert Woods was nowhere near what we thought he was going to be in Tennessee. So I get it. Chris Moore played for the Texans like half the roster has. But I am not banking on him being a true number two in this offense. So yes, Hopkins sounds like a for sure signing, even if he's 31. However, as Lee Corso once said, not so fast, my friend. Let's really take a deep dive into this. Because, after all, we do have a few weeks left before he actually really signs. So, when we found out about DeAndre Hopkins visiting Nashville, for me, it was like finding out a present was under the tree and you just could not wait to open it. Excitement was definitely in the air. I will go one step further, though. I view it as me wanting the RE20 microphone. Yes, hear me out on this one really quick. The RE20 microphone is one of the most popular mics in the business. ESPN, Fox Sports with Colin Cowherd, you name it, this mic is widely used. The only problem about this mic, though, is it's $450. So in this household, got to get the wife's approval. And the two questions my wife would ask about this is, number one, do you really need it? Do you really need it? Number two, what will it do for you? Like, what will it do that you don't already have? And, like, how's this going to set you apart? How's this going to make the Titan Upload Network any better? So when it comes to Hopkins, I think what we need to do is ask ourselves those questions. Do we really need him? And what will he do for us? So back to my microphone example. So yes, last July, a year from basically today, I went ahead and did purchase the RE20, and it was a beautiful mic. I really did enjoy it. Honestly, I really did. However, no matter what I looked like with it or how it sounded, it was not going to take me places that this current mic that I was using before, the SM7B, could not. So I took it back and got my money back. The SM7B is also a very solid mic because you've seen it on Bussin' with the Boys or maybe the Joe Rogan Experience. So I would have loved to have basically kept this microphone, but the question was, did I actually need it? So because I did face facts and take it back, it was tough, but I did. I got my money back, $450. The next time something came up, something new, and I wanted to purchase it, I was back in the game, baby, because this $450, even though it seemed really exciting at the time, is not going to weigh me down with any kind of decisions down the line. Oh, and by the way, the wife actually was super, super happy about the decision that Upload made in that situation. So yeah, shout out to myself on making a good choice. So again, with Hopkins, sure, it's exciting to think about him in a Titans uniform. But the only question that really matter are the following. Will he get us our first ever Super Bowl? And the second question, will he even get us to the Super Bowl for the first time since the year 2000? Actually, it would have been the 99 season, but yes, the year 2000 when the Baltimore Ravens came in to Philadelphia Coliseum and beat us for the second time in playoff action and went to destroy the Raiders in the AFC Championship game and destroyed the Giants in the Super Bowl. And I can't take this anymore. Let's get back to DeAndre Hopkins. Regardless of the fact, if your answer is no to any of those two questions that I just gave you, then maybe we should return the RE20, or in this case, maybe we should pass on DeAndre Hopkins. So there's going to be two things that are going to happen if we, in fact, go ahead and sign DeAndre Hopkins. Number one, Derrick Henry will probably be extended, as this network has reported. The Titans were already planning that, but Derrick Henry would be extended. So expect him to be here at least for two more years, would make it very difficult for us to get out after this year. And number two, we would most likely be stuck with Ryan Tannehill for another two more years. I'll be honest, I did forgive Ryan Tannehill for crushing my heart, destroying my dreams, making my family and myself cry when he was unable to defeat the Cincinnati Bengals and threw three interceptions. Not only did he throw one pick to start the game, with destroy the entire momentum, deflated the entire stadium. As remember, we were the number one seed in the playoffs, and that was the divisional round. So all we had to do was beat the Bengals, and then we probably would have destroyed the Chiefs the next week. After all, we did beat them 27-3. The reality of the story is Ryan Tannehill decided to throw a pick, trying to basically hook up with Julio Jones on the first play of the game. And then to make matters worse, he threw another one. Fine, we'll forgive him on that one. But then at the very end of the game, when the Titans needed to make something happen to lift them to victory, what does Ryan Tannehill do? He throws another pick. And not only that, the game was going to overtime, but by his interception, it gave the Bengals an opportunity to kick the game-winning field goal. And yes, they made it. And the story ended for the Tennessee Titans. And Ryan Tannehill, although I will forgive you, I'm never going to stop guarding my heart. Because as long as you're quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, I just don't have faith that we'll win a Super Bowl. And the other thing that we'll have to figure out eventually down the line is Will Levis will be pushed to the side yet, probably for another 2 years. Because, in fact, unless he just takes off at practice and just does his thing, like the first throw of rookie minicamp, which we've long forgotten about. But if he just goes off, then maybe the Titans would have faith in him, like Mahomes and the Chiefs the year, you know, the Titans beat Alex Smith in the playoffs. The next year, Mahomes actually was able to take the reins. But again, they drafted Mahomes. They traded up for him in the first round, because they knew in their hearts that was going to be the guy. I can't honestly say that with the Titans when they did the same exact thing, but they weren't looking for Will Levis at pick number three. Say it with me. They were looking for C.J. Stroud. So there is a big difference. We don't know if they really think Will Levis can do it, but the bottom line is we'd still have to wait another couple years to make that determination. And Malik Willis is still doing whatever, so we'd probably have to wait on that as well.
This Titans for life, always keeping it real, right here on the Titan Upload Network.
Will D-Hop give us a chance to win the division in 2023? Yes, he will. However, with his age and his latest comments about retirement, I also do not want the Titans stuck in a situation where they're paying for his contract down the line. After all, we're still paying for Julio Jones.
Julio! Yeah, that sounds great. That still actually sounds really good.
Hamstring and knee concerns, yeah, they're still there. Did he mail it in last year? That's a question. And yes, looking at more days off at practice could be concerning down the line, especially for a team that's trying to be hungry, motivated, dive deep, give their full effort, and then, oh yeah, you can take this day off and you can take this day off, and that's totally okay. What's his motivation, though, if it's not money? The Titans and the Patriots, and maybe there's reports that he even visited Houston after he was originally released. All three of those teams are not going to the Super Bowl. And all three of those teams are not winning a Super Bowl in 2023. So if those are his options and that's where he went to visit, then I think most of us would assume, other than familiarity with O'Brien in New England, Vrabel in Tennessee, or Houston because he actually already was drafted and played in Houston, we don't really have any other option to go on other than money. The other concerning part is the Titans have led the league in injuries over the last 2 years. Yes, we got rid of John Robinson, but Coach Vrabel is still there, and this could be the third straight year of leading the league in injuries, which is never a great stat. The other thing to think about is, well, maybe it's just bad luck that just happened back-to-back years. I don't have the answer to that one, but if the Titans do have concerns with injuries again for the third straight year, then what's the point of even having
Julio Jones?
What's the point of even having DeAndre Hopkins on the roster? Because if you believe what he did in Arizona last year, things got tough at the end. He just mailed it in. If you believe that, then why wouldn't he do that here in Nashville? So why all the excitement? Why was I thrilled when I found out DeAndre Hopkins was going to visit the Titans? Here's why. The defense, I think, can actually be better in 2023 than they were in 2022. A healthy Landry and Hooker will help. Getting Fulton back to 100% definitely will help. Simmons is a year older. And I'm still holding out hope on my former number one first-round pick, Caleb Farley, that he will get back into his Virginia Tech beast mode phase. I know I'm asking for a lot on that one, but I really am excited about Caleb Farley. This is kind of like his last stand, and I'm hoping he... So with a really good defense, possibly great, the offense just needs to be okay. They just need to be okay. So for me, ripping on Tannehill for him not being able to win a Super Bowl in my eyes, he actually is a pretty decent quarterback, and for the most part, he stayed pretty healthy in Tennessee. We were actually 7-3 last year at one point, and a large part of that was definitely to Ryan Tannehill. Adding Hopkins would fit an immediate need at wide receiver. Stats are a lot better than you think as well if you really dive into his numbers. During his 7 games last year, they actually played. He had 56 receptions, 653 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He led the league during that span in receptions. When he was one-on-one the whole game with Ramsey actually played one of his better games in that game. They still found a way to get Hopkins the ball, and he still collectively had around 80-some yards receiving. And then on the flip side, just think about this stat. In 17 games last year, our guy, Robert Woods, had 53 receptions, 527 yards receiving, and 2 touchdowns. Our rookie, Treylon Burks, 11 games, although he only really started 6, 33 receptions, 444 yards receiving, and one touchdown. The only problem I see down the line here is Hopkins very vocal. Wants the ball. He knows he's great. For crying out loud, Titans, get him the ball. And I'm not exactly sure the Titans can do that. For whatever the reason, if we want to blame Todd Downing, that's fine. He's gone. Tim Kelly, honestly, guys, is our only hope. Tim Kelly can find the way to get him the ball. That's going to be a great success in Tennessee. I think it'll be worth it. But if we go back the last few years, I mean, bringing in Julio Jones, I mean, I really couldn't get him involved, and I know some of it was injury. They did a good job of basically with A.J. Brown for the most part. But remember, they did have A.J. Brown and Corey Davis, and a lot of that we blame on Corey unfairly, I believe. But they still were not able to be consistent with those numbers. A.J. was great, don't get me wrong, but Corey Davis also was 1,000 yards that one year. But there were games where he would hardly get the ball. And we know Corey Davis is a 50-50 guy, so you got to at least throw it to him to have a chance. And they didn't want to do that. So we can blame Corey all we want. But like I said, the proof's in the pudding. Got to get these guys the ball. You can't just run it 40 times a game. You actually got to depend on some of these receivers. And you bring in Hopkins, he's going to want the ball. So we're going to have to face those facts. Bottom line is Burks and Hopkins would be a nice 1-2 combo. The O-line, man, if they could just stay healthy, we tried to piece it together. Petit Frere, you're killing me, by the way, being suspended for 6 games. Do your gambling on your own time, my friend. Don't do it in the facility. Come on, common sense, man. You still have Derrick Henry and a possible rising star in Okonkwo as your tight end. But as my wife would say, what will he actually do for us that we haven't already done? Well, will he win a division title? Probably. Will he give the Titans the first seed in the playoffs? Maybe. Will he give us a trip to the AFC Championship game? Could. Will he win the AFC? Ugh. Highly unlikely. Will he win a Super Bowl? No chance. No chance at all. So if you're okay with him, you're okay with the Titans spending over $10 million on him and probably for multiple seasons, and you're okay with him having some days off of practice and all that kind of stuff, fine. Here's some things that are going to come with the territory. Henry and Tannehill will be back probably for 2 years total. We will still be picking between 16 and 24 for the next two NFL drafts. We will still be waiting on whether Will Levis is good or not. And that includes Malik Willis. Although we may have moved on by that point because free agency may have picked up, if I'm not mistaken. We'll be on the last year of Malik Willis on whether he's going to be good or not. So the whole season's going to ride on that. Yeah. So basically comes down to Malik Willis would be entering his last year of his deal. And since Willis was in the third round and Levis was in the second round, you don't get those fifth-year options. So, yeah, time is ticking on those for sure. You'll also be spending, as I mentioned, over $10 million for him probably for multiple years. And if winning the division is actually your goal and that makes you feel really, really good, then yes. Sign DeAndre Hopkins now. Let's go. 2023 division champs over the Jaguars. He's our guy. So now it's your turn. Comment below. Do you still want DeAndre Hopkins? But what are your expectations for what DeAndre Hopkins can do for this Tennessee Titans team? Do you believe he can take us to the Super Bowl? Do you believe he can get us to win a Super Bowl? Like I said, comment below. Love to hear your thoughts. So make sure you tighten up that like button, hit that subscribe button on your way out of here. Thanks for watching, and of course, tighten up. So shout out to the 22 members currently enrolled in the Section 145 Club. We are going to unveil the new plan going forward for the 2023 season. So I wanted to kind of briefly talk to you about what's new, how it's going to change, what it's going to look like. The perks that you will find in the Section 145 Club, taking your upload experience to the max, You'll get weekly uploaded content. We have 7 different YouTube stars in the making. All different personalities, all types of different opinions. So, like I said, you will get weekly uploaded content that non-members just flat out won't get, or non-members just will not. You will get it 24 hours in advance over them. That would include like previews and stuff like that. Members only live show. This is going to be new. We will divide up who's going live throughout the week. There could be multiple members live programs. There could be one per week. But during the football season, starting in preseason, weekly polls and surveys only, that gives you an option. And these will help guide the show, guide the variety of live shows down the line. So the weekly polls and surveys are going to be vital and helping give us a direction of where we want to go with this channel. And then finally, the upload experience. Can't give you everything in that one because there's a few surprises in there, but it's some things that I got in the works for the 2023 season to get you guys involved. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. So a little bit of mystery, but for the most part, this is what you're going to get. And for the current members, a part of this, again, from the bottom of my heart, I am extremely thankful that you guys have been a part of this. Nothing will change from your end, but going forward, 2023 season, these are going to be more of the updated perks that will be going.